Good morning, Dr. Fatia Karim.
Hello, good morning.
Right, good to have you. Okay, so I've heard about your story of how you were seeking little support, even after all the brilliance that you showed, and yet were turned away at the premises of the Get Fund. Now, this is where you are. What can you tell us about this interesting story?
Well, so it all started in 2018. Early 2018, I applied for a master's program in some American universities to study the master's in public health. And after gaining admission into these universities, some of them offered me a partial tuition scholarship. And so I was looking for an external source of funding to help me pay for the rest of my tuition fees. So I decided to apply to Get Fund, and I asked around about the scholarship and the requirements and what I needed to apply. I spoke to a few people who had applied previously, and although the news was not too good because they told me these days Get Fund was not giving so much support as they used to. But I still decided to go ahead and apply anyway because I felt like even if the funding was limited, I felt like I was qualified enough to be at least considered for the scholarship. So after I received another email from Mr. Paul Wong, he's the senior program manager for Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health Program. He's the senior program manager. He sent three of us who are Ghanaians who had been admitted an email and told us we were the top three rated candidates from Ghana. So we shouldn't have too much of a problem in securing funding from Get Fund. Because over there, their mindset was that in Ghana, Ghanaians didn't get support from Get Fund. So getting funding from them should not be a problem. So with that, I added that to my documents and submitted it at the premises of Get Fund at the reception desk, because that's where you leave all your documents. And I left. So after about 2 months, I called back to find out if any feedback could be given to me. But they said they had not deliberated on, or they've not decided on who was receiving the scholarship as yet. So I kept calling because I did not receive any feedback from them. I even went there back once in person to inquire how far the process has gone. But unfortunately, the time for the decision made as to whether I can go or not, it elapsed. So without the funding, I had to defer for the next year. And then, so the following year came, and the senior program manager once again told me that some people receive funding, so he does not understand why I did not receive funding. And I was surprised because I had heard the new policy was the programs in the US were too expensive, so they were not given funding for tuition. But if you were able to get your tuition from elsewhere, you'd be given a stipend. But he kept insisting that some people got money for tuition. And he even gave me their email so I could contact them to find out how they were able to do it. So I spoke to about two of them. One of them actually just got a stipend, but I think two of them got half of their tuition or part of their tuition from Get Fund. And they told me it was a struggle because they had to be going to the offices frequently. And for over 2 months, they kept going there. And in the end, they were given the scholarship. But then, from what the administrator said, it did not look like they were going to do that again. They were not going to give the tuition as I had been previously told. I also received a LinkedIn request. It was quite interesting because all of a sudden I saw that the Minister of Education had sent me a LinkedIn request, and I was so excited. I was like, wow, how did this even happen? Because I was trying to find a way to speak to him personally about this issue. I'm not sure if he sent it personally or his handler sent it, but either way, I received one. And I accepted the request, and then I told him about this predicament, and he told me no scholarships were given for anyone who went to apply for a scholarship to study in America. But instead, specific grants were given, and I'm not sure what that actually means, and that the consideration for the selection was not only based on academics, but also the relevance of the course to national development. And if the course is unavailable in Ghana, I was like, okay, that's fine. But then I decided to reapply anyway, again. And this time I was outside Accra, so my dad decided to send the documents on my behalf. But I think at the reception, they told him it wasn't time. And he also spoke to another person on the premises who said it would be better if you knew someone who could bring it directly to the higher-ups at Gates Fund. So my dad tried. So that means I applied only once. But the second time, the application was not submitted. My dad was trying to work his way around it, trying to find someone to help. But he kept being tossed around, actually. So the whole, over 6 months, this one will say, wait, I'll get this one for you. This person will say, wait, I'll get this person for you. And the time ran out, unfortunately. So I had to decline my admission once again. So that's what happened over the 2 years, a year and a half.
Interesting. So what point are we now? You're giving up on it?
So at this point, I almost did give up on it. I felt like if you're doing the same thing and there's no change, why keep on doing it? But the dean of Johns Hopkins University emailed me after I had declined the offer the second time, encouraging me to reapply. So that was the only reason why I have actually reapplied. And they've accepted me once again. So now I'm going to submit, hopefully, another application to get funded. I'm not sure how far it's going to go, but it's worth a try.
All right. Thank you very much. You'll be talking to the GetFund administrator, and we'll ask if you don't qualify, who else is qualified for the scholarships?